If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You don't get what you want. You get what you are. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize that the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it. If you can see it here, you can hold it here.
We make choices every day. If you decide that you will be poor, there's nothing I can do. You're going to be poor. If you decide to be rich today, who's going to stop you?
What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can. And then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state. And that is the gateway to making these changes.
There's a guy in Iowa got curious, you know, why do the birds start chirping an hour before sunrise? He found out the chirping of the birds is a frequency that helps open up the plant cell stomata on the bottom of the leaf, and it lets the plant start breathing in the morning. It helps set the alarm clock and wakes the plant up. He found out that that frequency is found in classical music quite a bit. So he started playing classical music to his cornfield. His neighbors thought he's a couple fries short of a Happy Meal, but until his corn grew 15 feet tall. And he said, what channel was that you're playing? When he played the music to his squash plants, they produced 5 squash per leaf instead of 1. He played it to his black walnut tree and it grew twice as fast as normal, called Sonic Bloom. It's a combination of vitamins for the plant and special frequencies to open up the stomata.
If you said, okay, I'm going to work with my body and I'm going to start breathing and I'm going to start feeling emotions that I do want to feel, the heart starts producing a very profound signal. It starts to produce an external magnetic field. It's measurable. So now you have a coherent brain, which means you can get very intentional, and you have a coherent heart, which means you can feel the emotions of your future before it happens. Somehow you have this broadcasting of this Wi-Fi signal, and the brain tends to be electrical in nature, so it sends out an electrical charge into the field. The heart is the magnetic charge. It's what draws things to us. It's the magnetic field. And now you actually, by changing the way you think and the way you feel, you're changing the signal in the field. And if you're able to maintain that state for an extended period of time, I say something magical is going to happen in your life.
What we give out, we get back. And what we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or law of mind or subconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me transforms my thoughts into experiences. Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our experiences. And it's almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Whatever we choose to believe becomes true for us.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute, Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
If you do not have it written down, your chances of it happening is reduced drastically. It's a principle of success. You have to have everything you want written.
It's in the Bible. Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, that means take a long time, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time. That's in the Bible. Listen to me. That's real. If you don't think it's real, I dare you to try it. Write everything you want on a piece of paper. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff that came true. That's a promise of your God. That ain't no theory I come up with. That's all successful people have. You have to write it. Everything I've ever gotten in life, I've written.
When you see things get bad and they say it must be God's will, that's an expression of ignorance. God's will is always for expansion and full expression. Greater ways, greater things. That is God's will for you, for me, for everyone else. Never for hard times. Abundance is our birthright. We've been conned, folks.
No matter what happens, a positive attitude, looking on the bright side, is most important when things go wrong. It's easy to have a positive attitude and be cheerful when everything is going to according to plan. But it's when you encounter unexpected setbacks and difficulties that you demonstrate to yourself and the world around you what kind of an attitude you really have. Make sure that it's a positive attitude. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend about it. For exclusive content on sales training and leadership and business and personal success, visit me at briantracy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. Until next time, create the success that you desire.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. This is so true. You've got to grab this. You got to create dream boards. You got to put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you want to be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you.
Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. And you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our future. It's as though our thoughts go out into the universe and are accepted and brought back to us as experience. Now that is a very simple thing, but most people don't get it. They don't understand it. They've never heard it before and they think it's ridiculous. But if you can really accept the fact that every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, you are literally painting your future, making your dinner, whatever you want to call it, you are creating.
You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. It is the law of attraction. It is real. It is nothing fake about it. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're going to meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
You're creative. If you can visualize it, you can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what Hill said. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. We can grow into anything we choose because we build the idea. It becomes the nucleus. It controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us. You know what our problem is? We're growing into an oak tree one day, a carrot the next. Get locked into your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction.
Whenever you think you can't, the confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
We're all in a battle with our own brains.
It's the most powerful thing in the world. It is your own brain. It can work for you or against you.
And when did you start to realize that the visualization could work for you? Because the visualization got you through the SEAL training, I think.
It did. And I was able to visualize the end. So when I was 297, and I was all fat and out of shape, and I couldn't run a quarter mile, and I was drinking milkshakes and eating boxes of donuts, I visualized, man, how would it feel? So after I watched that show on Discovery Channel, for a brief moment, there was 22 guys that graduated. I watched this segment on TV about these guys going through Navy SEAL training. And I couldn't even, I wasn't a great swimmer. I was afraid of the water, all this man. And I saw these guys just quitting. But at the very end, it says 22 guys, this command officer's up there, and he gives this great speech. I was like, man, I wonder. So I started visualizing me being the 23rd guy in these dress whites, sitting there with these guys, getting that Navy SEAL, you know, graduating this Navy SEAL training. I was like, God. So I put myself there. I was like, man, that's an amazing feeling. I put myself there at 297, not even able to do anything that these great men were doing. I said, man, if I could feel that, that would change my life.
I kept going, not because I wanted to. Trust me, all of me wanted to stop. I kept going because I deserved to know what not giving up on myself felt like.
Great rule, you become what you think about, but you become what you say to yourself. So what you do is you say to yourself these magic words. You say, I never give up. Say it, say I never give up. I like myself and I never give up.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind, meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief. I just took myself to this different mental level where I took myself from being average, very average-minded to actually believing that I was the and believing that I could be the and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest and never lose. Like, I took myself to a different place mentally, and a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers.
You know, I always dreamed as a kid that, you know, it was possible to score 80 or 90 or 100. I always just, like, you know, had a dream. You know, like, sometimes you lay down in bed and you visualize things and you just kind of, you know, just... That's at least how I would go to sleep. I'd lay down and I'd imagine playing for the Lakers, and I'd imagine what the uniforms looked like. I'd imagine where we'd be playing, and, you know, the smell of the arena and all sort of stuff. And I would see myself, you know, getting hot. So you just keep dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. And before I go to sleep, I'm like at 120 points, you know? And so when you grow up, downloading that into your brain over and over and over. And then, you know, that summer, I made 1,000 shots a day. 1,000.
Before you go to sleep every night, visualize yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. And when you impress the subconscious just before going to sleep, the subconscious works with that idea that you've given it, even while you're asleep. The subconscious mind will be correlating you with all of the good which you have visualized. You say you may not realize it, but your mind is working for you, or against you, even while you are asleep.
Once you figure out your brain, you become unstoppable to almost anything. Your brain's amazing. Once you feed it the right conversation, the right mental nutrients, the right mental supplements, the right internal dialogue at the right time, with the right hit, with the right proof of what you've done in the past, and you send it right to the right circuit, dude, you're a beast, a beast.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry. I remember during one lunch break, I was in the car park and I was pissing rain down, and I just said to myself, there was some music playing, and there wasn't even words to it. It was just a kind of a beat, and I got like real... I went somewhere with it, and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to just drive out of this building. So I head home and pursue this dream of becoming a world champion in mixed martial arts. And that's what I did. I drove home. When I got home, my mother and father said, how come you're not still at work? And I said, I'm never going to go back to that site another day in my life. And then all hell broke loose. But through hard work, through dedication, they saw what I was pursuing, and they supported me, and I done it. I did it.
Visualizing is my biggest tool of life. That's why I've been able to put myself in cold water, put myself in a 100-mile race, and I'm able to go through the race and see how I'm going to feel at mile 50, almost to the exact feeling.
Right, so when it comes up, it's no surprise.
It's no surprise. I've already done this a million times. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I practice and practice and practice and practice overnight. But also, the most important thing is I practice that feeling of accomplishment that I'm going to have.
Write everything you want on a piece of paper. Everything. I don't care. Use your wildest imagination. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true.
I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want. And I am capable of attracting all things that the source is capable of attracting. So that's the difference. It's like you get what you are rather than what you want. So you want to become.
And I had one of the greatest lessons I ever learned, and I'm about to share it with you. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. And he said, here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. And I got one of the greatest classes in one sentence I've ever received in my life. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. What a brand new reason for setting goals. What an all-encompassing challenge to have a better vision of the future. What for? To see what it will make of you to achieve it. And here's why. The greatest value in life is not what you get. Greatest value in life is what you become.
My first rule that I always talk about to success is you got to have a very clear vision.
Yes.
Of where you want to go. Because if you don't have that, you're just floating around. Mm. And so, you know, I was very fortunate that I created that vision. Visualizing became a normal thing. If I can see it, then it must be a reality. And I can make it a reality. So for me, the vision became a reality. So it was only then a matter of following through with the work to get there. Work your ass. Mm-hmm. Because every single time when I had a vision about anything,
yeah,
I had to work my ass.
What you have at the moment, Mr. Owen, you've attracted by the person you've become. What you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become. Few little simple principles here. Once you understand these, it starts to explain so much. Now, sometimes it's a little tough to take, blaming yourself instead of the marketplace. Taking responsibility instead of putting it off on someone else. That transition sometimes is a challenging mission. And this one was a little tough for me. He said, up until now, you've attracted the things to you because of the person you've become. Now I said, well, how can I change all that? He said, very simply. If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more. And then he said, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes. And he said, it'll all change for you.
You attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract. What's on your mind.
It's like the law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true.
Never stop, no matter how many failures. When you know you're doing what you're meant to do, you have to try.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It can mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing at a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it. despite rejection and the worst odds, and it'll be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
I'm enjoying the fruits of my hard work. Nobody works harder than me inside the octagon, outside the octagon. I am a workhorse, so I'm going to enjoy the benefits of this life. I'm going to get myself a big mansion in Las Vegas. I'm going to get the soft top cars. I'm going to bring my whole team out. I'm going to spoil them and give them this life. Big steaks that size. We're eating every single night each. We're eating good. We're living good. It's human nature. Some people will sit and take positivity from that. They will look at that and take inspiration and inspire. It will inspire them to go and push for that. Others will shell up and critique it and be negative towards it. But one thing is for sure, those people will stay where they are. The people who take inspiration from it will rise up and also one day experience that life. So this is human nature. Some go one way, some go the other way. But I am enjoying my money, my hard-earned money that I have dedicated my life to.
Now, the latest research in neuroscience says you can change your brain just by thinking. So then, as you begin to think about a new possibility, and your brain begins to fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, and you begin to plan your behaviors, and you begin to review in your mind, mentally rehearse who you're going to be in your life, the mere action of mental rehearsal begins to install the neurological circuits in your brain. Now your brain is no longer a record of the past. Now it's in fact a map to the future.
There's a law of attraction in the universe that says that you attract into your life people and circumstances in harmony with your own thinking. So if you start to read really good material, set goals, commit to your own personal development, strive to become good at what you're doing, listen to positive audio programs, associate with positive people like at this seminar, what happens is you set up a force field of energy that is invisible, but it attracts into your life people, circumstances, possibilities, opportunities that would not have been there in the absence of your own changed thinking.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect, you know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins.
It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. Yeah. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff. Because without that, nothing is possible.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself, personal development.
You attract what you want. You attract what you are. Now think about that. If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Start dealing with the non-physical world, with the invisible world, with the world that you can't see through these little peepers that you've got here we call eyes. Start to see yourself mentally. You've been given the faculties to do that. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. And you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you. And you will start moving toward it.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man. And I choose rich every time. So you listen to me and you listen well. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Does your girlfriend think you're a worthless loser? Good. Pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
Gotta understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. This is so true. You've got to grab this. You got to create dream boards. You got to put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you want to be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you.
Insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief, you know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity. But I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word.
Every day with this simple little exercise and saying to himself, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. That this little exercise changed his whole attitude, that he went through the whole day with the attitude of somebody with a confident self-expectancy, that everything that happened during the course of the day, he thought, maybe this is something wonderful that's going to happen to me. And you know that if you will do this, if you will say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow, you'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up and friends will call and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences.
I'm sitting here on the steering wheel visualizing a brand new car, visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more. You know what I mean? Because that is harder to do when you're in the struggle to visualize these things.
Albert Einstein said that imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. That's what your imagination is. Your imagination is actually very, very real. Everything you imagine could be a preview to life's coming attractions. Imagination is everything. It's a preview to life's coming attractions. Everything you've ever imagined is real. See, I tell young people like this. First of all, this is how your imagination works. You got to grab this concept. It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. So if it's in your head, you got to ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is. It's just God showing you what he has for you. The problem people have is they tell their imagination to the wrong people.
What you think and what you believe is what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
You just have to get real serious with yourself. You got to play hardball with yourself. That's where you say, listen, Bob, no more of this fooling around, damn it. Get serious about what you're doing. Set your goal and stick to it. You're losing right now. You're not winning. Nothing you're doing is working right. And it's your own damn fault. What Ray Stanford taught me, you're the only problem you'll ever have, and you're the only solution. Go look in the mirror and say, smarten up right now.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. I've researched the subject now for over a quarter of a century. And I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. and they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
Let anyone who is ready for it may master it and use it successfully. Its use does not call for a genius nor a great amount of formal education. It calls only for a will to take possession of one's own mind and a definite purpose to which the mind is to be directed.
Rich people's mindset, the millionaire mindset, the real most important millionaire mindset is this. You think and you know and you have complete confidence in your own ability to create. You know that you have the ability to create money. You have confidence that you have the ability to create money anytime you need with the help of the universe.
Welcome the disciplines. Can't give you much better advice than that because disciplines create the reality. Disciplines build bridges, build cities. Disciplines, a well-disciplined activity creates abundance, creates uniqueness, productivity.
We are creative beings and we can create money. Not that we can, we actually do. That's how money manifests in people's life. They create it. And when you have this mindset, the universe will then present to you and have bubble up ideas about how to make money.
We make choices every day. If you decide that you will be poor, there's nothing I can do. You're gonna be poor.
Poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. Not poor working habits. Most people work hard, but they don't think hard. And Shope taught me that the mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. And that's what builds the economic, social, financial fabric of your life. As you think, so you become.
But you may discover the secret of the master key in this first visit. You may get your first cue as to the nature of the great master key when I tell you that psychologists have discovered a natural law which is the very foundation of all personal successes. And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand it. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Isn't that a profound statement? You will notice that it says nothing about the need for education, but simply that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, your mind can achieve.
There's an important phrase we use here. I think it's time you all learned it. Act as if. You understand what that means? Act as if you are the president of this firm, and you're a millionaire. And it's just that simple.
Whatever we say is what our life will be. And so if we are saying, I don't have enough money, then by law of attraction, we will not have enough money. We will continue to not have enough money. So what we have to do is we need to speak about what we want. And we need to talk about, for example, if it's money or if it's health or if we're not feeling really great, then we can talk about what it feels like to be really well instead of talking about not being well, right? Because if we're talking about not being well, we're attracting more of that, more of that, more of that.
The power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. Well, I know one thing is I can make things happen.
We don't get in life a reflection of what we want, because what we want we lack, but we always get a reflection of who we are being. And who we are being is representative of our vibration, how we're thinking, feeling, and acting. So becoming aware of those three things and becoming aware of where the attachments are from childhood, where the attachments are from the past, is where the freedom really begins. Much of my journey has been just becoming aware of these attachments, letting them go. Once you let that go, things naturally begin to align. And as a result of that alignment, there's more synchronicity. You're in the right place at the right time. You're feeling higher vibrational emotions where you could literally feel high a majority of the time without using substances. And once you're aware that that's a potential, then becomes a game of what can I let go of?
You would have to agree with me that you're being defined by a thought, right? So when the body wants to go back to its emotional past, you become aware that your attention is on that emotion. And where you place your attention is where you place your energy. You're siphoning your energy out of the present moment into the past. And you become aware of that. and you settle your body back down in the present moment, because it's saying, well, it's 8 o'clock. You normally get upset because you're in traffic around this time. And here you are sitting, and we're used to feeling anger, and you're off schedule. Oh, it's 11 o'clock and you usually check your emails and judge everybody. Well, your body's looking for that predictable chemical state. Every time you become aware that you're doing that and your body is craving those emotions and you settle it back down into the present moment, you're telling the body it's no longer the mind, that you're the mind. And now your will is getting greater than the program.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional?
If you want to be successful, you have to change this. This has to change. Listen to me. It's not what makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. See, if what you got to change, decision that you're going to change, and it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think, it don't matter what your co-workers think, it don't matter what your siblings think, it don't matter what your children think, it don't matter.
Now y'all look money hungry, and that's good. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't have it.
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
Ask, believe, receive. So many people overlook this very simple quality. You don't have to figure it out. That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it, because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive. That's as simple as it gets, folks.
It is easier to make money than ever before. You can make more money faster today than ever before in history. Why aren't more people making money? Wealthy people show initiative. Broke people don't.
Keep your mind open for hunches from within. And when you are inspired to action, do not wait, but move on your own personal initiative at once. Remember, there can be no application of applied faith without action. Fourth, when overtaken by defeat, as you may be many times, remember that man's faith is tested many times before he is crowned with final victory.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.